UFO sightings. As UFOs are being witnessed flying through our skies, some of the shapes of them being reported are getting weirder. One UFO in particular managed to scare quite a few people in Washington. The UFO sighting took place in Tacoma, Washington, and what was so scary about the UFO was it resembled the shape of a human skull. Well, that is all you need to scare the heck out of some people, even if the shape is only vaguely like a skull. Personally, I didn't think it was all that skull-like, but I admit it was a very odd-looking shape, and after looking at it for a while I began to think it was one of the oddest things I ever saw. Others thought it could be a balloon. The video is available on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and type skull-shaped UFO. Usually, I would think to myself Photoshop altered video, but this was photographed by several different people at several different locations. As I saw other videos of the object which were much clearer, they looked more like a vehicle with several skulls around a ring shape. The first video had been only cloud-like, the others far more metallic. A UFO was witnessed over Twin Falls. Unfortunately, many of the newly launched Starlink satellites are confusing people who think they could be UFOs. The UFO which was seen over Twin Falls was said to be confirmed by a satellite also detecting it. Remember the most famous UFO sighting in Britain? Well, maybe you are too young and it was before your time, but in 1980 a UFO appeared in the woods in Rendlesham Forest near an American air base, and we sent out airmen which included the deputy base commander, and they investigated and claimed to come face to face with a UFO which later took off. This sighting has been argued about for years, with some skeptics saying the airmen were mistaken, and they give all sorts of scenarios for what happened and none of them make sense. Part of the story had to do with a light traveling through the woods before the actual device was seen. Now, photos taken by a poacher who has come forward show that light in several photographs. In one photo, a beam is coming out of the light which is low to the ground. Apparently, the witness was scared to come forward and has held the photos for 40 years. He said he lived close to the forest. He went on to say before the sighting he had heard and seen a lot of strange things going on in the forest, and that is why he had his camera with him. This case has been named the British Roswell. The Sun published the photos online in an article dated the 5th of May 2021, written by Emma Parry. It is hard to understand why some areas of this country have become hotspots for UFO sightings. Often these areas would seem not to have the interest we believe aliens would want to monitor. It just shows you how different the aliens could be from us in their thought process. One would think the big cities would be interesting to them, and indeed UFOs do appear over cities, but many of us wonder why aliens would be interested in places like Pine Bush, in New York. Having said this, Pine Bush has become famous for its many UFO sightings. Someone who moved there said they never thought much about the stories of UFOs until they began to see them. What could be so interesting to aliens in this location? Perhaps we need to be more advanced to get that answer. Some people who should know what is going on in the field of UFOs are saying the average person would be shocked if they knew what was really going on with UFOs and the government knew about it for decades. They claim we have been in contact with at least some of the extraterrestrial races visiting this planet for years and had to adapt a course of action against far more powerful races than us. The claim about allowing aliens to take humans on board their ships for exams has been talked about since at least the 80s. Supposedly, we made a deal in exchange for technology to allow a certain number of humans to be taken every year and examined if they were returned unharmed. In reality, we wouldn't have had much of a choice anyway. The story goes the aliens violated the number they were allowed to abduct. It was also said there were some aliens who took our side, but didn't interfere with those other aliens. Will the government dare to release their UFO report and tell the truth? I for one do not think so. Another problem, according to a Pentagon whistleblower, is we don't have much intelligence on aliens, and he claims we are so weak in this area. We know less about the aliens than we did about the terrorists on the 11th of September, I have a theory which states many sightings of UFOs over some areas which we would think aliens would not be interested in are taking place because aliens want to see what type of everyday life humans have and how we react in normal situations. A UFO was seen above a hospital in Manchester, England. Knowing we have technology which lets us use infrared to see through walls and such, one can only imagine what the UFOs can see and hear when above a building. In this case, extraterrestrials could be examining the state of our medicine and how we care for our people. A Missouri man watched as a UFO flew over Lake of the Ozarks. It was night and he was driving down a dark road. As he drove, a bright object appeared, which was the brightest in the sky. As he watched the object, it changed shape. It seems more of the shape-shifting objects have been appearing in the sky lately. A very strange sighting indeed was reported. The witnesses said a UFO landed, the door opened and an extraterrestrial came out and walked into the street and walked around the town of Montegudo, in Bolivia. The people who saw the being said it resembled the description of a chupacabra. When the animal is described, it is said to look similar to a dog. Another alien was said to be seen walking the streets of Santa Cruz, Bolivia, and was described as having hands with three fingers each, an egg-shaped head and two eyes. As the craft entered the atmosphere, one witness said he heard a thunder-like loud sound. Are aliens walking the streets in some places to gauge our reactions to seeing them so they can decide whether or not to reveal themselves to the public?